Hello again, welcome back to the Football Spy Show, the biggest and the best transfer talk show on the internet. Lots to get through today. So let's start with our first transfer roundup. And so big an impact this story has had, it has been trending on Twitter this morning because the word on the street and in the Daily Mirror is that Arsene Wenger is considering the Wolves striker Kevin Doyle. Fair to say that lots of Arsenal fans expecting some far more exotic names are not happy. Doyle's 27, he turns 28 in September. He signed for Wolves from Reading in 2009. In his first season at the club, he had a total of 9 goals in 37 games. The season just gone, he hit 8 in 31. Not brilliant stats, but you do wonder whether they would improve dramatically with the kind of supply that he would get at the Emirates. Just sticking with Arsenal, and as you know, it's looking very much as though it's only a matter of time before Nasri follows Fabregas out of the exit door at the Emirates. Well, over the weekend, reports in the French daily L'Equipe suggesting that Nasri's replacement could well be this man. He's Mathieu Valbuena, he plays for Marseille, and he's 26 years old. He can play as a winger or as an attacking midfielder. He scored for France against England in a friendly in November. Some Spurs news for you, and the Times say that Tottenham are becoming increasingly confident of their chances of landing the Internacional striker Leandro Damião. He's 21. Over the past season, he's had a strike rate of better than 1 in every 2 games, and he's understood to be very, very good in the air. Just one other line on Spurs. The Times say they've held talks with representatives of the Roma forward Mirko Vucinic, but Roma want £18 million for him, and Spurs very reluctant to go that far. They'd like to offer around about £13 million. Elsewhere, we told you in Friday's show that we were hearing Sunderland keen on the Stuttgart striker Pavel Pogrebniak. Well, his agent Oleg Artemov has been speaking to sports.ru and confirmed that story. As you know, we like new names here on the Football Spy Show, so we're homed in on this man. He is Raja Nainggolan. He's a Belgian international midfielder who plays for Cagliari, and he's the latest player to be linked with Manchester City. He's 23 years old. He can play in the centre and also on the right of midfielder. By all accounts, he's a very, very good player indeed. Couple from the mail for you. Swansea on the verge of an ambitious signing of the Barcelona B striker Jonathan Soriano. He's 25. He was a top scorer in the second tier of Spanish football last season with 25 goals. Blackburn exploring an ambitious move for the Sao Paulo Brazil striker Luis Fabiano. He's 30 years old now. He only moved back to his old club back in March on a 4-year deal, so I'd be very surprised if he were to come back to Europe. Galatasaray also keen on him. Time for your messages, and I asked you last week to tell me about the transfer sagas that you're fed up of, bored with and sick to the back teeth of. The response has been overwhelming, thanks for that. So we'll work through a few of them this week. On YouTube, Mangaway, Hardy Z, LFC, Joe Frew, all and lots more of you actually, all fed up with the chase for Charlie Adam. Mangaway says here, Charlie Adam, not even a world-class player, yet we have to listen to all this hype around him. Zane Cannon says, why are LFC going to all of this trouble for a player they don't really need? There are lots of players better than Charlie Adam around at the moment. Jonas in Canada says, I'm really sick of Carlos Tevez. Joe in Jersey says, Scott Parker. Jay is in London. He says that he's sick of Alexis Sanchez. Me too, Jay. Jay says here, the Alexis Sanchez saga, one day he's on the verge of joining Barcelona, the next I hear that Man United are closing in, I think he should just hurry up and join us at Yeovil Town. Mr. Tunza is sick of the Neymar saga. He says here, I'm so through this Neymar saga. He's been linked to every top team in world football. He's only 19, for goodness sake, not to mention he's a twig. Chuck him in the Premier League, in between Vidic and Ferdinand. He'll soon find himself in a hospital bed crying for some cornflakes and some ice cream. Chitten69 says here, take the money, kick Fabregas out, and please end that one. And Juventizai says, Fabregas and Nasri, kill me now. It really is starting to get annoying. Andres Sudahajo says, Javier Pastore at Palermo. He's way overrated, and his stupid president at Palermo keeps increasing his price. I wish they would end that one now. take you around Planet Football for some European transfer news. In Germany, Hamburger Morgen Post is reporting that Hamburger close to selling the midfielder Jonathan Petrópa to Rennes in France for a deal worth £3.2 million, a deal expected to be completed by Wednesday. In Italy, the word is that Udinese lining up Tottenham's Giovanni Dos Santos to replace the outgoing Alexis Sanchez. Staying with Italy, the former City striker Valeri Bojanov is in talks over a loan move to Sporting in Portugal. In France, lots of reports that Inter Milan keen on the Lille striker Eden Hazard, Bayern Munich, Chelsea and Arsenal all like him. This one is interesting in that you may remember Lille saying earlier this summer that that Hazard wouldn't be going anywhere, they wouldn't be selling this summer. Just goes to show that in the transfer market, you really can't believe anything that some of the clubs say. Sport in Spain reporting that Barcelona could be set to pinch the centre-back Yaroslav Lekitsky from the Ukrainian champion Shakhtar Donetsk. He's 21, got a contract until 2014, and they reckon an offer of around £11 million could land him. Record in Portugal say that Benfica have their sights on the Arsenal striker Nicolas Bentner as a replacement for the outgoing Oscar Cardozo. Radio RMC in France reported that Sevilla and Dinamo Kiev have joined Lille in wanting the Monaco forward Park Chu-young. He's been holding out for a move to Liverpool, but that doesn't look as though it's going to come. And remember we told you last week about the under 17 World Cup sensation Suleiman Koulibaly? Well, he plays for the Ivory Coast. His club is Siena in Italy, and he's been scoring goals at the World Cup like shelling peas. We also told you that reports in Spain suggested that Real Madrid scouts were watching him. Well, he has been talking about that and the fact that he'd love to play for Real. He says here, when I hear about Jose Mourinho being interested in me, it is like being in Disneyland when you are 6 years old. A dream. Quick question before we move on. On Twitter yesterday, the Newcastle midfielder Joey Barton took exception to being told that Scott Parker is better than he is. And this is what he said. He said, "Parker's not in my league. Fact. He is actually in the Championship. Did I not dismantle him twice? I think it was 2-1 at their place and 5-0 at ours. And they," meaning West Ham, "were easily relegated." So I want to put it to you. Who is the better midfielder, Scott Parker or Joey Barton? Forget the bad behaviour and all the nonsense. I just want to know, I just want to base it on the football. You know how to get in touch. Joey Barton or Scott Parker? Couple of quick lower league tales for you. And in the mirror, Sven at Leicester wants to hijack the permanent move of winger Wayne Routledge to QPR. West Ham boss Sam Allardyce wants J. Lloyd Samuel from his old club Bolton. He's a free agent after being released. Dougie Friedman at Palace is about to sign the Fulham midfielder Kagiša Dikachoy in a deal worth £800,000. In the Express, Cardiff want Craig Bellamy back for another loan spell. And Sky Sports are reporting that Manchester United have accepted a bid from Peterborough for their young forward Nicky Adjose. Another competition for you this week is a variation on a theme. This time it's not about the money. This time it's simple. We want you to tell us which club in the Premier League is going to sign the most players by the time the window closes. Will it be, say, QPR, who've got the money and now need to bring in the quality to stay in the Premier League? Will it be Chelsea, where Villas-Boas could well be wielding the axe after coming in? Will it be the likes of Arsenal, for example? They've got to let Fabregas, Clichy and possibly Nasri go this summer. And what about Spurs? They can't give many of their players away, but they need to bring in some quality as well. Which club will sign the most players this summer? One name, one number, that's all we need. And we'll give you the Premier League shirt of your choice if you get it right. So include your shirt size and the country, obviously, that you're writing in from. You know, to get in touch by now. Back to the Premier League, and Arsenal left-back Gael Clichy is expected to have a medical at Manchester City Day. Go to the Mirror Football website for details of that. The South Wales Evening Post say that Swansea hope to strike a deal with Middlesbrough for Marvin Emners and Leroy Lee to need some firepower up front. One of our regular viewers, Faith in Liverpool, has alerted us to a report in France that Aston Villa like the Liverpool forward David Ngo. Thanks for that. The Mail say Bolton and Blackburn are both after the Spurs striker Robbie Keane. All the papers saying today that West Ham midfielder Thomas Hitzlsperger is keen on a move back to his old club, Aston Villa. Now, just in case you're wondering, we do see all of your comments and we're grateful for all the nice things you're saying. Like us, rate us, post comments so that we can continue to improve. But that's it. Thanks for watching. The Football Spy is back with you in the morning. I'll see you there.